Mr. President, there's Governor Brackett on the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Ron?
Yes, how are you?
What do you think of your friend Lindsay?
Well, I was much nicer. Out here, none of my boys would let me do what I wanted to do. I made a statement to the effect that I thought it strengthens the two-party system. I said it came as no surprise to anyone in either party. He's always been more of a Democrat in practice and philosophy than a Republican. But I said it strengthens the two-party system, and people find they can no longer go along with their party.
Also, our people said that you've made a statement regarding their hundreds of thousands of others on the Democratic side that might want to make their mind up, huh?
That's right. I said that by that same token, those millions of Democrats who find they're uncomfortable with the leadership of their party solicited them to come over on our side. But
right.
I really, you know, I told that guys I'd have scared to death. I said, what I really want to do when the cameras are on is look up with great surprise and say, you mean he hasn't been one all the time?
Well, actually, you know, the fellow has made such a mess of New York, you know. Rockefeller, you know, is the guy that's the most anti-Lindsay guy of the bunch, you know, of all people.
Yeah, what kind of a statement did he make?
Well, he's in Portugal.
Oh.
So he didn't say anything at the present time, but I know that he must have felt relieved and so forth. But I thought your statement was great.
I know we've been a little kind because we all do kind of observe a little 11th commandment thing.
I know.
But he's out of here. Let me tell you, this man, how the hell can any grown-up, mature person in his right mind talk about someone as a presidential possibility who has proven he's unable to run a city of 7.5 million people?
So, right. It's made a mess of the darn thing.
Yeah.
An absolute total mess. New York is the worst governed city in America.
And, I don't know... Perhaps you're aware, he's got a budget for that one city that's $2 billion bigger than our budget for the whole state of California.
Yes? My God almighty.
Yeah, we're third now behind New York State and New York City.
Oh, God. Isn't that something?
Well,
you handled it well. I'm going to be in California toward the end of next week. I'm going out to, I'm going to stop by to the DFW in Dallas, the Illinois State Fair, where I'll remember that Reagan was from Illinois and all that. But in any event, when we're out there, I hope we get a chance to get together. Will you be in California the last 2 weeks of August or not?
Yes, we're going to be at the beach.
Great. Well, I'll give you a call. We'll get together for dinner with Nancy and you, just the four of us.
Well, wonderful.
If it'll fit in. I mean, not if it doesn't fit in. We'll send a helicopter up and all that.
We love it.
Real easy. Trancas is a lovely place, though. That's a beautiful beach.
Yes, we look forward to it every year. Trancas recharges the batteries.
That's right. Well, I appreciated your statement. And your statements on the China thing and everything have been really great. And I am most grateful, believe me. Incidentally, there's more going on than meets the eye, let me tell you, on other fronts. I won't tell you, we shouldn't do it over the phone. But I want you, when you come down to dinner, I want Henry to tell you, let you in on some of the things that are going on that we can't say publicly. They're very important and very hopeful, Ron. Very hopeful. I won't leave it. I won't say any more on that because you obviously know what's going on. But you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Well, give Nancy our best. And if you can work in a day when we're out there, we won't be out there till the last, let me see, I arrive in California about the 19th or 20th, and perhaps around the 25th in that period, we'd like, in that two-week period, we'll arrange a date that's mutually convenient. We'll have a little chance to have a good talk. Okay?
We love it.
Bye.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Give our best to Nancy.
Sure.
Bye.
Thank you.